Now, once again in 2021, Leaving Cert students face uncertainty over this year's exams. Secondary pupils have had months out of school, along with remote learning. And while it's all working better this time around, many say virtual education is a poor substitute for being in the classroom. Our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey has been to Belturbet in County Cavan to hear from some of the students and teachers at St Brickeens College.
And I'm going to share the screen.
It's Thursday afternoon and Cian Murray is at home in Belturbet. His agricultural science class has just started.
I'll do my best to answer them, okay? So, animal nutrition.
Across the table from him, his twin sister Leah. She's doing her Leaving Cert this year. Cian did TY, so he's in fifth year.
At the start, obviously, it was a bit, you know, hectic because you're trying to organise everything like laptops, Wi-Fi connection, you know, printers and everything. But now it's sort of settled down, like you have your routine, like you know when to get up, like you know your live classes.
It's difficult sometimes if we both have live classes at the same times and you're trying to, you know, keep the volume down so both of you can hear your own and still be able to contribute and stuff. So it gets a bit difficult sometimes that you might have to move just for a class or whatever. But we worked through it, yeah.
Leah Murray is one of thousands of Leaving Cert students wondering if the exam will happen. The Education Minister, Norma Foley, wants the exam to go ahead. But Leah says she has lots of concerns.
And like you're worried, you're like, well, when are we getting mocks done? You know, when are the orals? Like if I have a practical, when can I get into the school to finish it, you know? And definitely nobody knows. Like we're going back and they're saying February and then the mocks are meant to be then. And you're like, well, are we going straight into the mocks? Like, should I be studying right now or should I be concentrating more on like the schoolwork that they're giving out? Or even with orals, like, are they going to happen? Like, so yeah, it is really difficult. Like, and then when you're thinking about your Leaving Cert, you're like, how, like, is it fair for me to do it? Or like, are they really thinking of putting us all in the classroom? Or like, what are the numbers going to be like?
Alicia Miller is another Leaving Cert student in Belturbet. She would like certainty sooner rather than later.
I mean, I wouldn't mind sitting the Leaving Cert, but I feel like we'd be at a slight disadvantage. It would be like going to a room to sit an exam that you wouldn't know everything on it, because obviously we missed out on a lot of study. Last year, 6 years, they would have had a lot of their course covered, but for us this year, we obviously missed out on so much last year, and we're still trying to get our courses covered, but we might not get them done because obviously how much we missed out on. So I would just rather like find out soon what way it's going to be happening for us, so at least we know for definite, instead of being left with the uncertainty.
So for the first 8 kilometres, Amber drives at 80 kilometres per hour, and for the last 2 kilometres, she drives at...
There's no doubt online teaching is running much smoother during this lockdown, but it takes time, and it's not plain sailing for everyone. David Brady is a maths teacher at St Brickens College in Belturbet.
It takes, I'd say, about 14 or 15 hours a day to prepare lessons, record them, present them, set assignments, correct the assignments. It takes about 2 or 3 hours to record a short lesson. The lessons are uploaded. The good thing about that is the students can access them in the future. And if they have poor broadband and it takes longer to download, they can do that also. Students that aren't engaging, I find that I looked into the students that weren't engaging, and in a lot of those cases, they have a sibling also at school, or 2 or 3 in the house, are sharing a device, and that seems to be causing problems, yeah.
Number 3 across, we had to fill in the crossword. What's the answer to number 3 across?
Barry Reynolds is a history and geography teacher at the school.
Virtual teaching is good, and it's come on a long, long way since it was first conceived. But I don't think that virtual learning is the same for the vast majority of students. I think they would prefer to be back in a face-to-face setting if possible.
Teacher Barry Reynolds ending that report from our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey.